This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032. And now, Hope 1032 is proud to present to you the latest creation from the poet's poet, Samuel Robinson.
It's my last day at Hope. What can I possibly say? How to sum up 6 years before they slip away? We've scraped out the barrel, we've caught plenty of tunes, and poems and open letters sent out like helium balloons. Justin calls in twice a week to discuss the world of sport. Anita Savage brings the sass after every news report. Georgia and Ali catch me when I stumble, trip and fall. And 3 years Duncan co-hosted while watching basketball. And though my alarm clock is now disconnected, my desk left clean, belongings collected, there is one more thing before I say adieu, to share words of gratitude for all of you. Glenn texts through daily quotes from scripture. Charlene shares her knowledge of all pop culture. Trevor texts better punchlines than I could create. While Karen from Cherrybrook ain't a Karen irate. Very glad our Karen isn't like that. Eric texts encouragements at the crack of dawn. Nicole shares book titles at which you'll never yawn. Adam calls from his van while delivering flowers. And night shifters return home from work after being up all hours. Always a good yarn comes from Nathan from Botany. Graham loves Hope breakfast, yet hates tongs for tea. Marsha cackles down the line and calls me Sammy. And Judith checks in as though she's my mummy. Just want to clarify that Judith is not my mother. And so in this final poem, I must give all of you a hand. You're the best listening community in all of this great land. You've rescued every breakfast show from being rather bland. So thank you and goodbye, wonderful folk of Hopeland.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.